The problem I wanted to solve. Let's face it, attention spans are short. In the age of TikTok, ChatGPT, and TLDR, people want instant, relevant answers without wading through walls of text or scrubbing through 30-minute videos, which they'll probably watch at 2x speed anyway. Whether reading a blog, seeking support, or navigating a product, attention is the new currency. But myself and most users are bankrupt. So I wanted to build something that respected people's time, something that gets straight to the point and delivers value fast with no fluff. What is RAG? Retrieval Augmented Generation. RAGI is an AI pattern that combines two powerful components, a language model, like OpenAI's GPT-4 Mini and a retrieval system. Instead of relying solely on the model's training data, RAG actively fetches relevant documents from an external source, like a blog, knowledge base, or docset, and uses them to generate grounded responses. This makes answers more accurate, contextual, and up to date while reducing hallucinations. When the AI just makes stuff up, RAG is especially useful for support bots, internal tools, or anything that needs reliable, source-backed answers. The role of FaaS, Facebook AI Similarity Search, is an open source library from Meta designed for high-speed similarity search across vector data. In RAGI systems, FaaS is the retrieval engine. It searches through vectorized documents to find the ones most relevant to a user's query. Here's how it works in my setup. I load all the markdown files from my folder using a directory loader. Each file is split into overlapping chunks using a character-based splitter to preserve context. Those chunks are converted into vectors using OpenAI's embedding model. I use FaaS to index and store these vectors for fast searching in two files, and these are manually generated via a function in and committed to the Git repo. When someone asks a question, the system turns that query into a vector and compares it against the stored vectors to find the top matches. These are passed into the language model via LangChain to generate a tailored response. Building the chatbot UI to keep things lightweight, I built the chatbot in plain vanilla JavaScript and CSS. No frameworks, no heavy dependencies. The script loads only when the user clicks the anime version of me toggle button, keeping page performance fast. It prevents multiple initializations and uses minimal DAO-M manipulation for smooth async interactions. Animations for showing and hiding the chat are done with CSS, and messages are handled with a single call. This lean approach makes the chatbot snappy, efficient, and perfect for a static 11T site. How it works? Under the hood. When a user submits a question through the UI, it sends a POST request to a Netlify function. The request payload looks like this. On the back end, the Netlify function handles everything. 1. Sanitizes input length check, special character stripping. 2. Loads the FaaS vector store and retrieves relevant chunks. 3. Sends the question and context to OpenAI via LangChain. 4. Returns a structured JSON response with the answer. The front end parses this response and appends the answer in the chat window. Deployment details: the site is deployed to Netlify with the static site generator via 11T. It has a serverless backend handled by Netlify functions, Azure functions, IAWS Lambda equivalent. The chatbot uses the function, which accesses the pre-built vector store files, SE, and to make the vector store files available to the function, I have to add the config to the file. This ensures the vector data is bundled with the function when I deploy the functions, S via Netlify CLI deploy command. Everything is file-based, serverless, and optimized for performance, and is virtually free to host due to it being static files and serverless. There is no expensive database to host or node. Jest server waiting constantly to serve the backend. You can see the chatbot in action on my blog at andreford.co.nz by clicking the Anime version of me button in the bottom right corner on any page of the website. What's next now that the core system is up and running with a lightweight chatbot, Faeice-based vector search, and OpenAI? Powered answers here are a few upgrades I'm considering. Add source links to answers, showing the origin of each. Response to build trust and transparency. Enable streaming responses, though word, by word or sentence, by sentence using Netlify edge functions, making the chatbot feel faster and more natural. Suggest follow-up questions to keep users engaged and help them explore topics further. Go multilingual, either through automatic translation or by supporting input in multiple languages. Each of these enhancements is modular, so I can add them incrementally at my own leisure while keeping the chatbot lightweight, simple, and easy to maintain. Source code is available on GitHub